Hi, I'm Zoe Shoemaker interviewing my mom for this interview. Can you say your name, please?
My name is Jeanette Shoemaker, aka Zoe's mom.
And what's today's date?
Today is March the 24th. It's a Thursday.
And it's 2022.
2022, yes.
And where are we?
We are currently in Allen, Texas, in the beautiful living room of my home.
All right, Jeanette. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Okay, one of my happiest memories, let's see. It's probably when I went on a trip to Kima with all three kids because they were so happy the whole entire time. And even when Jace got sick, he was still so happy because we were just all together at the beach. At the carnival. Yes, it was so nice. Even the hotel, the resort we stayed at, they called it the Golden Doors because the elevator had gold doors and they just wanted to go back there to the Golden Doors. And the pool had waiters. I mean, we wanted for nothing. And we got, remember the giant aliens? These kids were happy. My friend had to strap an alien to the car just to get home. It was like a cheap trip. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was so much fun.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
My most difficult memory probably is still, I think, listening to my sister on the phone when she was in the hospital and them telling her she wasn't going to make it. That was the most difficult memory. And luckily she did, but it's a long story. But that's the hardest thing, is to learn that somebody so close to you is just not going to make it. So I would say that was up there.
That is pretty difficult. Yeah. Can you tell me someone you will always remember?
Okay, that's easy. Somebody I'll always remember is Toby. It's Zoe's uncle, Toby. I can still hear his voice in my head. He's been gone for a year and a half, almost 2 years, and I still can hear his voice. And it's like yesterday, like he was the most kind, fun, giving person in all of the world. And,
Do you have any stories you want to share about him?
About Toby?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where do I begin? He had the worst puns. Everything was a pun. And the most inappropriate birthday cards. He gave all my kids on separate occasions spoonfuls of sour cream and told them all that they were ice cream. So now all my kids are scarred by sour cream. He even did this to all my children. Did he do it to you, the dog food? He poured a bowl of dog food for my boys in the morning and added milk. And when the kids took their first bite, they realized they were eating dog food. He just did pranks all the time. He always pranked the kids. It was hilarious. And yeah, he was just so proud of Zoe, though. It was his favorite. Yes.
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Probably that I have very healthy children that are super smart. And I know every mom thinks that. And I know that's so cliche. But like, seriously, all three of these kids were GT kids and they're going to go places. But not only that they're healthy and they're, no matter what they do, they'll do well in life. I know that for a fact. Yep.
What is your favorite memory of me?
Oh, of Zoe?
Where do you begin?
I know. I don't know. She just... Oh, gosh. What's a good memory? The favorite is probably how her Uncle Toby... He one day was sitting there and he knocked on the table and said, "There's somebody at the door. Let me go check it." So he goes to the door and Zoe's sitting on the couch and he tells whoever's at the door, "I'm sorry, Cindy Lou, I can't play because Zoe's here." And so he shuts the door and he goes back. And Zoe's like, who's Cindy Lou? He's like, nobody. It's just my friend. I told her I couldn't play. So then a few minutes later go by, he knocks on the table again. And Zoe runs to the door because she wants to see who Cindy Lou is. And Toby blocks her from seeing, you know. He says, sorry, Cindy Lou, I can't come out and play. Zoe's here. I told you that. You need to go home. And ever since then, there was this alter ego girl called Cindy Lou. And she would always be like in the background in pictures, or it was actually Zoe. If she was turned backwards, Toby would say, look, there was Cindy Lou when we went there. And it was so funny. He even named birds that were in his front porch that made a nest. One was Cindy and one was Lou. And Zoe would get so upset anytime we'd mention her. He would go, oh yeah, I saw Cindy Lou today. She came over to hang out. And Zoe would get so upset, even though in the back of her mind she knew she wasn't real, but she kind of always doubted, like, is she really not real? I think that's one of my most favorite memories about how Zoe got so upset and so jealous about somebody that never existed. And that's kind of how you are. You just get worked up over things that just aren't that important, but you make them important. It's just so funny. We like to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
All right. What are you the most proud of in your life?
Ooh, proud. I'm proud that as a single mom who had very little help, that I've managed to raise amazing children and own a home and have a great career. And it just on my own. I've had help along the way. I can't say I didn't do it all by myself, but I think that if you work hard enough, you can do it. And I'm most proud that I have hopefully been a good example for my children to show them that anything's possible if you work hard. So,
yeah. Do you have any regrets?
Oh, goodness. Of course, we all have regrets. Probably that I didn't finish college. I think that's probably one of my biggest regrets is not... And becoming an orthodontist. Ugh, now I work for one and I want to be the one. But yeah, probably that. So,
how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, gosh. I want to be remembered as always having fun and always being positive and happy. And I don't want people to be sad, you know, but I just want them to always think of the crazy fun things that I did and said. And hopefully I have lots of grandbabies and I will just be so loved and everybody will be devastated that I'm gone.
But you don't want them to be sad.
The fun person is like missing. It's just there'll be a void. The life of the party will be gone even when I'm like rocking in my 70s, 80s, and 90s.
That's what are your hopes for me?
Okay. My hopes for Zoe. Well, I already know no matter what she does, you know, whatever you do, you'll be amazing at it. So I just hope that you're happy and that you choose something that makes you happy, not choose something out of convenience. So, and it's okay to make mistakes for sure, but be happy in life. Trust me, life's too short to be miserable and not be in a life situation that you want to be in. So,
what are your hopes for my children?
Oh, gosh. Well, future, luckily they'll have me. That, oh, you're going to be a great mom. I don't have any doubts about that. But just that you take the time and don't work as much and all the little times that you have when they're tiny, like don't clean, don't worry about paying, you know, extra on this, that, or the other. Just take and spend time with your kids because it goes by too fast. And that's, unfortunately, you run out of time.
And those on. Last question for you. If this was our last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
Well, who's going? You or me? I'm just kidding. If it's our last conversation ever, oh my goodness, just that I'm proud of you and I don't think I would ever have to worry about you because I know you'll be fine. You've overcome a lot. a lot of things in life, and you just eventually you will bounce back, and just to be happy, whatever you do. Trust me, don't be sad. Change it, whatever. If you're in a bad situation, just take yourself out of it, because life's too short.
Life is too short. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to turn the tables and tell you, my mom, what you have meant to me.
Oh, yeah.
So as my mom, who was a single mom, she raised us very much predominantly on her own, and she's shown us a great example of still being there for your children, even if you have to work late hours sometimes, just to, because that's the world we live in, mm-hmm. and showing us that you don't need everything to be happy, and that it's the people you surround yourself with that make you happy, so, and yay. That she's been a great demonstration of a hard worker, for sure.
Good.
And who never gives up and still always has fun no matter what she's doing. So we could be like stranded. One time our car broke down in San Antonio on the way home from a trip, and guess what? We made the best of it, and we went to SeaWorld the next day. So
it was fun.
It was pretty fun. So that's what I would like to tell you that you've meant to me over the last 18, almost 19 years.
That's sweet. I appreciate it. You made me tear up.
Aww.
I love it.
Wow, that's a first.
No, you make me cry often.
Both ways. But this has been a great interview with you.
And you too.
So thank you.
I hope she gets an A. Yep. Thank you.
Okay, anyway. Well, all right.
That's not bad.